And now, we're going to go and see if perhaps we can get the soldiers to roll back the stone and let us go in and anoint the body of Jesus for his burial. It's been a week since that feast. He's been in the grave several days. We hope we can anoint his body. But when they get there, that stone had skipped up the hill. And the soldiers had saturated that place with their absence. And his body wasn't there. And so far as anointing the body of Jesus, they were too late. But Mary wasn't too late. Mary wasn't too late. Why? Because she did what she could when she could. When she could. That's when she did it. She didn't wait till later. When the Holy Spirit moved her heart, she moved. Be quick, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. You're going to do something for Jesus? When? You're going to serve him when you graduate? You may not graduate. You may not even get paroled. Tomorrow may not come. The Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow. Thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. There's something right and good and holy to do. Do it now. Call your mama now. Write that letter now. Ask forgiveness now. Do that deed of kindness now. Don't wait till someone dies. Dead noses smell no roses. Do it now. If it's right to do, it's right to do now. It may seem like a small thing or a big thing, but do it now. When did she do it? She did it on a timely basis. My phone rang. A lady on the other end of the phone said, Oh, Pastor, Brother Rogers, Pastor. She was hysterical. I said, get hold of yourself. What is wrong? She said, Pastor, my daddy is in hell. My daddy is in hell. I said, tell me what has happened. She said, my daddy was not saved. And my daddy died today. And my daddy is in hell. I said, your daddy is not in hell. Oh, yes. He wasn't saved. I said, no, your daddy was saved. I said, I went by a few days ago and witnessed to your daddy. I asked your daddy if he were saved. He said, no. I asked your daddy if he wanted to be saved. He said, yes. And I prayed with him, and he opened his heart and gave his heart to Jesus Christ. But now I want to ask you a question. Did you ever witness to him? No, but I was going to. I wanted to. I said, if it had been up to you, your daddy would be in hell. Do what you ought to do when you ought to do it. And believe me, when I'm telling you that, I'm listening to what I'm saying because I'm the one who needs to hear this message. Last of all, not only when did she do it, but what did she do? The what? What was it that she did? Well, just simply this. She gave all. She gave all. She didn't measure it out. She didn't keep the container so she could retrieve some. She didn't save some for a rainy day or for her declining years. Do you know what we need today in serving Jesus? Recklessness. Abandonment. You save up for a rainy day, you'll have one. I'm not talking about failure to make provision for the future, but I'm telling you, friend, that the need for this day and this hour is a burning, blazing, emotional, reckless love for Jesus Christ. I mean, here is Mary. She doesn't care about cost. She doesn't care about custom. She doesn't care about criticism. She's just simply saying, all to Jesus, I surrender. All to Him, I freely give. We hear a lot in our convention about conservatives, moderates, and liberals. Joyce asked me, Adrian, do you love me? And I said, yes, I love you. She said, how do you love me? And she said, I don't want you to love me moderately. And she said, I don't want you to love me conservatively. I want you to love me liberally. Now, there's some things that we ought to be moderate about. Some things we ought to be conservative about. Some things we ought to be liberal about when it comes to giving. But nobody ought to be moderate about his love for Jesus and the Word. If I'd said to her, Joyce, I love you moderately, I'd be in trouble. Oh, friend, don't measure it out. You are the alabaster box. We have this treasure in an earthen vessel. And that vessel needs to be broken and poured out for the love of thee, Jesus. A broken and a contrite spirit, thou wilt not despise, O God. Joseph Son, who I'm sure has spoken here, is the apostle to the Romanians, a man of God, a 20th century apostle Paul. I was preaching in Romania, and I said to him, Joseph, tell me about American Christianity. Oh, he said, Adrian, I don't want to tell you about it. I said, please, Joseph. He said, well, all right. He said, Adrian, in America, the key word is commitment. I said, well, that's good, isn't it, Joseph? He said, no, that's not really good. He said, Alan Bloom said that the word commitment did not come into great usage in the English language in America until the 60s, although it can be found in the dictionaries. He said, if you were to use the word commitment in your preaching over here, I could not translate it. We do not have a Romanian word for commitment. That was an amazement to me. He said, but commitment is the big word in the United States. And I said, well, what's wrong with commitment, Joseph? He said simply this. When you make a commitment, you're in control. He said, Americans like that. They commit to tithe. They commit to church attendance. They commit to soul winning. They commit to Bible reading. They commit to lose weight. They commit to save money. What they decide they ought to do, they commit themselves to do it. But he said, when a new word comes in, it shoves an old word out, and I began to look for the old word to find out what the old word was that the new word had shoved out. He said, the old word is surrender. Surrender. I said, what's the difference? He said, when there's commitment, you're in control. But when you surrender, you lift both hands and say, I'm under your control. My friend, if you take the lid off the box and pour some out, that is commitment. But if you'll simply break it, that's surrender. all to Jesus. I surrender. All to Him. I freely give. Do it, and whoever you are, you'll have a life that lasts. And like Mary, the perfume of your life will leave a fragrance in this world that will last when the sun, moon, and stars have grown cold. I hope you'll have a life that lasts.
Have you heard a message? Stand with me, please. Brother Ed, come to the piano, if you will. John, where are you at? Where are you? Excuse my English. We're going to sing as we go the first stanza of I Surrender All. I don't know that you need a book. If you do, it's page number...
I'm looking.
We got the whole music department searching for numbers. All right.
275.
275 if you need it. We're going to sing that as our commitment today at the conclusion. Dr. Rogers will be down here for a few moments to speak to you if you want to come touch him and meet him and say hello to him. And those of you who don't have a class that you have to go to immediately, if you want to come with us out to the wall over here, Paul Fletcher, going to lead the way. He's already heading that way right now, Paul, heading that way. And we're going to be out there for the dedication of the wall. And so let's sing, I Surrender All to Jesus. Just the first verse, and you'll be dismissed.
All to Jesus I surrender.